My name is Katie Brock, and I'm 10 years old. The early childhood fair is a very exciting memory. When I was young, I would climb onto the big fire truck, listening to the wail of the screaming siren, and dream of the possibility of being behind the wheel en route to my fire destination. After I climb down from the enormous red truck, I spot Smokey the Bear, who gives me a big furry hug. Later, I thoroughly enjoy visiting the kindergarten classrooms and stringing together Fruit Loop necklaces. After many magnificent crafts inside, I step outside to get a shiny new helmet. Those are some of the terrific memories you can share with your family when you go to the early childhood fair.
My name is Erica Klute-Painter. I'm the principal here at the elementary school, and we are gearing up for the early childhood fair. We do it every other year, and we're excited about it. It's a great opportunity for kids and families to come out and do activities together and see what kinds of services are available locally in the community to support families and children.
My name is Peggy Floro, and I work with both the Infant Learning Program and as the Outreach Early Learning Liaison. This year's fair, we would really like to build awareness that it's for families with children from birth all the way through 8-10 years old. An opportunity that will be available for families with children birth to 5 this year is enrollment in a new project called the Imagination Library, which is an opportunity for children to receive a free book in the mail every month.
My name is Bergen.
And how old are you?
6 years old.
And what would you like to do at the childhood fair?
Get toast and put this kind of stuff on it, and we popped in the toaster, and when you take it out, it's blue toast.
Hannah Jackson with the Petersburg Children's Center with Eagle's Nest, and during the family fair, Petersburg Children's Center will be having food-related activities like making your own orange juice and food tasting tables, also coffee for adults. This has always been a lot of fun for the kids, and a healthy snack too.
My favorite memories was the obstacle course for the bikes. It was down at the parking lot, and you'd have to follow a white chalk line.
I remember going in loops around the parking lot, and I was happy because I didn't really have a very good helmet, and they gave me a new one.
This year, we will be having the Lions Club, who are coming up with their professional age-appropriate vision screening tool, and also coming from Juno, the Reach Infant Learning Program is bringing a hearing screen, which will also be age-appropriate. That means children as young as newborn through 10 years old will have a screening of both vision and hearing. One more wonderful opportunity is for families with children from birth to 3. There's an availability for developmental screening. You have any questions about the milestones your child might be reaching or looking for more information? And then for children 3 to 5, there will be the opportunity to schedule a future screening with the school district.
My name's Anders. And I'm really looking forward for the vegetable guessing game. And I also have a memory of my mom giving me a lecture on germs in the hand washing class, and I fell asleep.
I'm Trinity Davis, and I am 10 years old. I remember one year, me and a whole bunch of my friends in my Girl Scout troop, we were set up in the lunchroom, and we were teaching kids how to make paper flowers, and I remember just sitting there watching the kids all happy walking up. Can I make some flowers? It was a really fun memory.
My name is Adrienne Watkins, and I'm the current elementary school counselor. This year we're very excited because we have more presenters than we've ever had in the past, so we're looking forward to having more people come out and participate and be a part of the fair.
Is there a counseling element to the fair?
There are. Petersburg Mental Health will be, I believe, doing bully bingo. And then True North Counseling will be doing rice table and sand tray. So there will be some counseling activities for kids. And
people have to find out what those things are by going to the fair.
Yes, exactly. And then they also will have information on support services that they provide for families and things that they have available at their individual agencies as well. Another component will be that a staff member from the Children's Center will be doing a piece on teaching tolerance. And helping kids learn how to get along with others who may be different or have special needs.